I'll carry you home tonight.
Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Today, we are honoring those emergency responders who lost their lives over the weekend. By now, you've probably seen it. It's been all over the news. Timothy McCormick and Cody Medley. But we're not just honoring them. We actually want to honor all emergency responders because sometimes it's unfortunate in circumstances like this. That's when we say our thank you. We should be saying thank you to you on a daily basis for all the sacrifices you make, and we want you to know that right now.
Right, not just in times of tragedy like this.
And also, a lot of you have been asking, how can you show your support? Two things. There's a petition online where the street downtown where the accident happened is trying to be changed to McCormick and Medley. That petition online right now at radionotindy.com. And if any of you want to go to their public memorial, it's open to the public. That's tomorrow at Clues Memorial Hall. Somebody that got to know them on a daily basis and very well, the chief of the Indianapolis EMS. He is with us right now. We know you've been busy the last few days, Chief. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Absolutely, and thank you very much for taking the time to have us on the show.
And first off, we want to say we are so sorry for your loss.
Even though
we did not know them directly, like the rest of the community and really the state, I've seen all this outpouring of support we share with you in your grief, and we wanted you to know that.
Well, we're all incredibly grateful. The men and women of our service have just been overwhelmed by the amount of support that we've seen for the community. It's been amazing.
Did you have to go, you know, obviously there was probably some kind of meeting or something that you had to speak with the other people and the staff. How did you handle that, and what did you say to them to kind of ease their minds, if there was any way to even do that at the time?
You know, at that point, it's not like they sort of teach you these things in school anywhere. They teach you these things in med school. Certainly there's no class that I remember. We just sort of rallied immediately. The outpouring of support among the crews was immediate and absolutely impressive.
Yeah. Dr. Charles Miramani with us of the, he is the chief of the Indianapolis EMS. Everything that we've read and on the news, they just talk about these wonderful guys, how much energy and passion that they brought to the job and how they were able to put a smile on so many people's faces. What would you like to say about the two gentlemen?
I think that's exactly right. You know, we were looking back at some of their stats over the last couple of days. You know, in just a few years, these two gentlemen touched over almost 6,000 lives.
Wow.
In the patients that they cared for. And, you know, how many people at that age can say we had this kind of an impact in the world around us to have cared for 6,000 people in just such a short time?
Right, that's amazing.
And with guys like Cody and Tim, it's not just, you know, taking you to the hospital. It's, they were really, made people feel cared for. They were advocates for their patients. They were just everything we ever hoped that providers could be.
With everything that's been going on, you know, I guess, is there anything that you need from the Indianapolis community right now moving forward? Do you need anything from us?
What's the best way that we can offer any kind of assistance to you guys?
There's probably a couple. The first and foremost is, you know, if you see our crews out on the street, you see any of the fire folks out on the street, police force, any of the folks in public safety, just taking a minute to say thank you and then to recognize the sacrifice they make and the commitment they make to the communities around them. These are truly amazing people in every ambulance and every squad car and every fire apparatus. They really are amazing people.
Amen to that. Just a simple one-word thanks. You do not understand how far it goes in people that do this on a daily basis.
Right. And it's so sad that it has to take something this sad to remind us of everything that those people do day in and day out, because those are the people that, you know, the normal person, you, me, everyone else, we're going to run away from danger. They're the ones running to it to go provide help.
Chief, thank you so much. Again, sorry for your loss. If you need anything, you let us know, okay?
Absolutely.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.
Back in minutes with more Kyle and Rachel.